Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast live at IFA. Okay, we're not, but he is.
Yep, I've got a Samsung Galaxy Tab, a 21x9 3D telly, and enough curry sausage to fill three Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Good on you. Good on you, Luke.
Great ad lib.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's there. We'll be running through the new Apple launches, including a new iPod Touch. I shish you not. Orange's HD voice thingy, new streaming services from Sony and possibly Amazon, and the latest arrivals from the House of Moto. All that, plus more IFA news than you can shake a mustard-smothered bockwurst at. Sausages. Joining me on this long-distance cast, it's Luke Johnson, Adam Bunker, Duncan Bell, and, of course, our man in Berlin, Luke Peters. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Duncan, before we get on to things Apple and things IFA, is there anything you'd like to share with the group?
Very briefly. Hold on. This is why you should basically never take seriously anything that I say on this podcast. I found out today that you can get iPlayer on the iPhone. And you know how sometimes you get an idea into your head and you're absolutely convinced that it's the case. And in fact, I've been going around saying it for the last year. Well, two things, actually. One is that nobody ever writes anything in HTML5.
Right.
Or even knows what it is. And the other is that you can't get the iPlayer on the iPhone. And you can.
Yeah, they've had it for yonks.
I know. I feel so stupid.
Yeah.
So basically anything that I say in the course of today's
podcast, we just
take with a grain of salt.
Okay. So that's a little asterisk there next to all of Duncan's comments today and in future.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Duncan. On to our top story. And, well, for all the shiny goings-on at IFA, we couldn't ignore a Steve Jobs launch special. New iPod Touch, new iPod Nano, new iOS 4 and 4.1 even, and lots more besides. Let's tackle the new iOS first of all.
Let's start with the exciting one.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd build up, you know. HDR photos, high-def video uploads over Wi-Fi, and the Game Center. You like?
I think I'd say respectively, don't care, should have been in there in the first place, don't care.
But right.
Could you explain to the group what HDR means, Dan? Because you're the camera expert.
I'm quite excited by HDR. I don't do a lot of it, but I've got mates who do, and it's it's quite kinky. No. you basically take several exposures, because a camera, if you look at something where there's a lot of dark and a lot of light, your eyes can perceive both the dark and both the light. But when a camera takes a picture of it, all it sees is either all the dark or all the light. It can only expose for one of those scenarios.
Right.
So the only way to get both the dark and the light on a picture is to take two pictures, effectively, and then kind of cunningly blend them. So you get this slightly surreal effect, because it doesn't look like a photo, because there's something not quite right, and it's a bit more true to life.
Don't you get blur, though? Like a double exposure.
No,
a double exposure, that's something else.
Yeah, no, it's kind of...
See, I don't know anything about anything. I'm trying to bluff
it. So what the iPhone does is it kind of does it all for you. So it takes three shots very quickly and merges, uses very clever technology to merge them all.
But it takes three shots... No, sorry, I don't
create
understand.
These it's rather surreal...
No, I have a question.
Okay.
What? So it's taking how can it be taking three photographs at once?
Well, within split seconds.
But you will get blur.
You'll have to hold
if
it
if there's plenty of movement
still.
Then that would be a problem.
Be very quick, but also
and there's no shutter on the iPhone, so it'd be...
Well, it could also do, it'll do it in one or two ways. It'll either take three in quick succession, or it'll just take three and bracket, which is another technical term, which is just doing it electronically rather than actually taking three pictures.
Okay, good.
But the effect is pleasing nonetheless, whichever way you do it.
I look forward to being pleased.
Okay.
Last week we were talking about the Sony Ericsson C905, because somebody said, why is it still our top camera phone?
Yeah.
And I was shown that when it first came out, and it had that feature in it. So
there we
Apple are a bit behind
screw
again.
You, Apple.
Playing catch up once again.
All right, so, okay, well, not that exciting than that one. But a sneak peek of iOS 4.2 with... wireless printing from the iPad and AirPlay. Come on. Can I get an amen? No?
Wireless printing. I don't think I've heard a more exciting,
it's pretty exciting
concept than that.
But it's like Apple always does. It's kind of, you just think, why wasn't that feature there in the
first
place?
Well, it's kind of had to be there at some point, didn't it? Because everyone's saying, you've got no USB ports, you've got to print somehow.
Got to print in some
way. It's almost like they're fixing the Yeah, they're just fixing a problem they made for themselves in the first place.
Yeah.
Classic
yeah.
Apple.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Okay, right, we skipped over.
Overwhelmingly positive.
Let's get to the hardware.
So in summary then, rubbish. What's up next?
We're kicking it up a notch. The iPod Shuffle.
Ooh.
I like this because they said there's this exciting new feature on the Shuffle, which is some buttons. So that you can actually...
But they're not new buttons,
change
are they?
Between track. Well, it's gone back...
They're the old buttons.
Two generations, yeah. Hasn't it? Which is often the best thing to do, I find.
Yeah, why not?
Particularly in terms of sexual partners.
Voiceovers, access to playlists, and Genius Mixes. 15-hour battery life.
How do you get at the Genius Mixes? Is there a button for it, or...?
I don't know.
It just happens.
It just happens. That's the genius of it.
I don't know how useful that would be on the Shuffle, because that's like... the capacity is so low. Unless you're the kind of person who only really listens to one type of music. Which I guess... Maybe a lot of people would. Because I suppose a lot of people use the Shuffle they use it for the gym.
Yeah, so
it's all quite power ballady or kind of electro-y, dancey or whatever. So Genius would just...
£39 for 2 gigs. I mean, it's a lot compared to the competition in that kind of
But it's
area.
A nice thing, isn't it? I mean, it's like if you absolutely have to have an iPod and, I don't know, you've got the misfortune of being very poor or 11 years old or whatever, then the Shuffle's
that's
the one
your
to go
way
for,
in.
But there is always that thing that, you know, the cheaper options also have screens and the ability to choose what you want and stuff very easily.
And yes, inherent advantages. One of the biggies then, or not, as the case is, the 6th-gen iPod Nano. Goodbye, click wheel. Hello, multi-touch.
Yes.
A good thing?
Well, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, it's a very small little thing, which is nice, but then it's got multi-touch, but it's on a thing that you can barely get two fingers onto. So what are you doing? I mean, you're like zooming into pictures the size of a postage stamp, and I don't really quite see the usefulness of it.
To me, it doesn't have quite the same aesthetic appeal.
I know. I do like it. I like that it's kind of like synergized with the rest of, with the touch in the iPhone.
Except it's hideous.
No, I mean, I don't think it is.
It's synergized
like
in that it's basically a frame with a touchscreen within it and no buttons. But it looks like something you'd get from advanced mp3players.com for £3.50.
It's one of those kind of Far Eastern, you know, no-namers. And
yeah.
It looks like a cheap digital photo frame that you'd have on a keyring.
It does a bit, yeah, that's true. And this whole thing of only having four icons, so you've got basically about 16 icons spread across four home pages.
But I don't know what other icons you'd really have, because it won't have apps, will it? Because it won't have Wi-Fi. So
it won't have Wi-Fi. It's too small a screen to support games.
Yeah, it won't have a camcorder.
Yeah, but it does
either.
Have four home pages, because I've seen the screenshots, and there's four of those little
dots. Yeah, I saw the screenshots, but I was struggling to think what you could fill them with.
I suppose playlists, artists, albums, stuff. Genius mixes.
Yes,
I went along to the Apple launch the other day in London.
Contacts, and, they always have contacts on those
photos.
Pipe down, Duncan.
What?
Sorry. I went along to launch and I got to use it. And
but nobody's interested in your point. Nobody wants to know about somebody who's actually played with it. They want to hear my ill-informed
speculation
based on seeing one photograph. All right, sorry.
So you've played with it?
Yeah, I really liked the new Nano and the whole swipe screen system, kind of like the phones and stuff. But like Adam says, there's not going to be that many new icons to bring to it, because there's not going to be no games because the screen's too small.
Yeah.
Apps that you can introduce, you won't be able to do it, obviously, through the system, but you could probably bring it through iTunes. But what else would you really need on there?
It's a lot smaller and lighter than the previous one. And he gets a clip as well, so it's a bit more.
Kind of stepping all over the shoes of the Shuffle with the clip and the size.
But it's not in price, is it? £129 for 8 gig.
And also in terms of
16 gig.
If you were like doing any kind of quite vigorous exercise, I don't think I'd fancy having that. You know, if you're like sweating a lot, it doesn't look like something you want to get too much moisture in. If there's any danger of like bashing it into something with the big touchscreen. Whereas the Shuffle, it's just basically a lump of metal. Doesn't matter. You can do it.
The only thing I kind of would have reservations about with it, it's the same thing as when I went from my iPod Classic to the iPhone that I had, is that with the click wheel, if you're just walking along, you've got something in your pocket, you can kind of feel to skip track, which you can't do with a touchscreen. That's the advantage of...
Okay. I think it's an example of... Like, since the iPhone, everything has to have a touchscreen, and sometimes things do not suit having touchscreens, and I think maybe this shades into that area.
Okay, getting bigger again, a new thinner iPod Touch with, who'd have thunk it, Retina display, a rear HD camera, and another camera on the front for FaceTime.
Yeah.
Didn't we completely predict that? several
yes,
weeks ago.
Yes, we did, yes.
So did everybody else, to be fair. Okay. My bold prediction of a new type of hat seems to have failed to come off. But there we are.
Is it earth shattering?
It's still a redundant device, but it's just slightly a nicer looking redundant device. It's isn't it? What we kind of talked about a few weeks ago.
But hold on, FaceTime's going to revolutionise the way
human beings, it did in 2003.
Human beings contact each other, doesn't it?
It's going to bring a new level of emotion to chatting.
Yeah, there are some great piss takes on the FaceTime video on YouTube.
I mean, the touch is still a great gadget. I'd rather would have seen, to be honest, like a doubling of the storage space and none of the other gubbins.
Because they didn't mention the Classic at all, and I don't really know. Luke, is it still on the Apple Store, the Classic?
Steve Jobs didn't mention it once during his whole presentation thing, but apparently an Apple spokesperson has come out saying they are going to still keep providing it. It is on the Apple Store as well. 160 gigabyte for £193.
Yeah, but that's what you want. Like Dunk said, you want a touch with a huge with a capacity that's as big as the Classic, and then get rid of the Classic. Surely.
Yeah, because the Classic now for Apple obviously you didn't mention it once. It's like the kind of embarrassing uncle that nobody likes to talk about. It's like, oh, he's very old. He gets drunk at parties and says inappropriate things, but he does store a lot of music.
Yeah, so
the new touch as uncles sometimes do. It does look obscenely good with how slim it is. It's
okay.
Yeah, I think the touch, it's always been almost like my favourite Apple gadget, really. And it's still really good, but like, as we all know, if you've got a phone of any kind that's reasonably modern, you don't need an MP3 player. But.
The iTunes logos had a makeover. More interesting, though, it gets ping.
Yeah, that's almost as interesting as the iTunes logo having a makeover.
Ping, you know why it got a makeover?
Yes, because wasn't it that people didn't use CDs anymore?
Yeah, there's a CD in the iTunes logo, and they kind of figured that maybe since the 90s.
Yeah, like the iPod Classic again. It's a bit yesterday's we mustn't mention old things kind of approach.
And then
Ping was.
Oh, right, go on.
I could see it taking off just because loads of people use iTunes. And
yeah, but I think it will.
But really? I mean, there's already so many services that do the same thing. Yeah. Last.fm, MySpace to an extent. You know, it's
just plugged into iTunes. It's convenient.
Can somebody explain to me what it actually is?
It's a bit of social networking for iTunes, so you can, you know, people can see your playlists.
It's a bit like Genius, only using people.
So people say, hey, you like that.
You can follow bands and things like that, you know.
I think, to be honest, it's so similar. Well, from what I've read about it, it seemed so similar to Last.fm that it seemed to be perhaps even shading into ripping it off, to be honest.
Okay.
But I don't mean that in a legal sense.
No, of course not.
Of course, but I just mean it's...
You mean in the flattery kind of department. Yeah. And last but not least, all new Apple TV.
I thought that was quite nice.
Yeah, this I like.
This is the one I like. Yeah.
Good price.
£99?
Yeah.
Or $99.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, which it'll, probably means it'd be 99.
It's 99. We've got the UK price in it. It's £99.
There we go.
It's nice looking thing. It's a nice little bot. It just kind of...
small, isn't it?
Yeah, the one thing I'd say, I'd be really inclined to do it if it was a subscription service, because I think I'd actually use it a lot more then than if it was on a one-off basis, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Other people may be thinking along the same lines.
I mean, the thing is...
When we get to the news, but yeah. First run HD rentals cost £3.49. Now that I'm used to the likes of Napster and things like that, I much prefer. Because I remember years ago, no one could get their head round paying subscriptions. It's like, what, I don't own the music and all this kind of. But now I'm like, the Napster's brilliant. I can play any song I've got
Spotify.
Like tuppence halfpenny a month, you know. So. Yeah. If I can do that with Apple TV, I'd be well chuffed.
Well, but I think maybe people will thought that because they were like, can we be confident these companies will still be here
in
a couple of years' time, particularly with Napster for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, well, content is king, it has been said, and it does seem a little short of content.
Well,
it is a streamer as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, rather cunningly, using AirPlay, you can push, stream content from your iPad to your TV. So you can
From any other device, though, presumably.
You're coming home on the train, you've been watching your film, you get in, kick your shoes off, sit down on the sofa, and bang, it's on your 42-inch.
Where you left off on on your telly.
Yeah, I like that.
That is the future, isn't
it,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, it could. It's such a lovely little device. I don't want to make myself a hostage to fortune here, but it could do, because streamers obviously have been around for donkey's years.
Yep.
And have never been a massively successful thing. But I mean, like, maybe this could, in a minor sort of way, do for streamers what the iPod did for MP3 players.
Who knows? It's cheap enough, and if I get my iPad from somewhere, maybe I'll have to get this as well.
This is a really like weird, geeky question, but what does the remote look like for it? Or is, do you have to have an iPod or an iPhone?
Isn't it like a little aluminium block?
I assume it looked very nice.
What would this thing made by Apple?
Yeah. But it's not like some kind of touchscreen jobby or anything special.
There actually is a remote. I mean, actually, now you ask the question, I'm wondering... I think it only works through some kind of app for your iPhone or iPad, so you have to...
it's like
voice activated.
The remote for the last one was like a little clicker, wasn't it? It was quite a small little thing.
Oh, is it the same as the thing that sticks onto the side of the iMacs?
Could be. It's so that long since I played with one. But I think I did read there was some sort of...
Yeah, no, that's
some sort of small metal object.
He'll use the standard Apple remote, which basically has two buttons on it.
There we are.
Glad we got that minute detail sorted.
Very clear there.
Well researched, everyone.
Excellent. Good work, guys. Anyway, plenty more news to plow through. So let me say, here is the news. Let's get ready to revolutionize the way you play, listen, watch, share, communicate, learn, discover, and create your digital entertainment content. Not the latest from Apple, but the blurb describing Sony's new Curiosity with a Q service. It's designed to stream content between Sony products, including content from the Spotify-esque Music Unlimited, which hits the UK in December.
There's also speculation that Amazon's ready to challenge Apple and the rest with its own subscription streaming service. Based on all-you-can-eat system, the book giants apparently already been talking to the likes of Time Warner, CBS, and Viacom about content.
There you go, you see, you ask, and Amazon provides. The T-Mobile G2 has broken cover in leaked pictures, which show it to be the similarly leaked HTC Desire Z. Good news is, it'll be the first T-Mob phone to back high-speed HSPA Plus with up to 40 meg downloads. That's faster than most home broadband connections.
Meanwhile, Motorola's unveiled the Milestone 2 and a new rugged handset dubbed the Motorola Defy. The Milestone 2 gets a 3.7-inch screen, Froyo, and 1GB processor to go with its slide-out keypad. The Defy sees similar specs, but in an IP67 spec body.
That means it's rugged, people. Can you hear me now? Could be a phrase of the past. As Orange launches HD voice to dramatically improve call quality and cut down on background noise.
It manages to squeeze more out of your voice down the line using cunning compression, but will only work if both callers are using a HD voice compatible phone. For the moment, that's a Nokia 5230, X6 or E5, or the Omnia Pro from Samsung. Expect more handsets and other networks to roll out the service soon.
What a choice lineup of handsets to launch on.
Those beauties.
The X6. Wow, I love that phone. Can I just say...
Go on.
Curiosity is possibly the worst name for a product I have ever heard.
Pretty bad. It's spelled Q-R-I-O-C-I-T-Y.
Everyone is going to pronounce it Curiosity.
Yeah.
It should have. If they're going to do that, they should have a hyphen between the Q and the R, surely. Or go back
to the drawing board and come up with a less shit name, perhaps.
It's meant to be Curiosity, isn't it? It's meant to be a quirky way.
First, you can't quite work out what it is.
No.
And then you realise what it is, and then you go... Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. You know, you don't go, oh, yeah, that's quite clever. Curiosity.
You feel slightly insulted.
What's that even got to do with the product? It's because I'm curious.
You just described my exact...
Downloading some crap from Sony.
You just described the exact process I went through in writing up the kind of news about it yesterday, where I was like, curiosity. And I took a step back and went, oh, they've done that, really? Mm-hmm.
And as a writer,
quirky names like that.
You kind of type it and you think, oh, anyone reading this is going to think I've made a typo. So you have to put it in brackets, no, that really is how you spell it.
Sick.
Like, sub-editors are going to be changing it.
Yeah. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to T3DOTCOM. Duncan?
Let me tell you. Liscon09, he's the one who tweets quite a lot, isn't he? Yeah. Him and Brad Short, they're like our sort of...
regulars, you might say?
Groupies, I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
It says, T3.com, well, with the new iPod Nano on its way, no one has really mentioned the disappearance of the video camera, but I don't care.
I did try
Thanks
and mention
sharing.
Yeah. I did try and mention it, and no one was that interested either. Here. Hasn't got a video camera.
Who cares?
Okay.
Who was even using it? I don't know. The only people I can think of were very young kids who don't have a phone. Because everybody's phone has got
a video camera. He really bigged that up when it went into the number.
Yeah.
It's almost like Steve Jobs doesn't always quite believe everything he's saying or changes his mind as...
Who knows?
As the wind changes.
Lots of reaction to the Galaxy Tab outed at IFA. Some positives, Adam?
Yes.
Ah, yes. So you've actually got a script, have you?
Where are we?
We should have worked that one out, shouldn't we? Yes.
So it's not Adam. Just me who fluffs up the end of the tweets. Okay.
Yes, Adam, what have you got?
Hatch 82 says, I'm definitely getting one. Whilst Steboid says, can't wait, but do I need it? Turbine Jag, I couldn't want one more. While Pen 50 Gear says, it does not beat the iPad. There's nice space in between.
Damning criticism. Yeah.
Why does it not beat the iPad?
That's 3-1 tweets in favour.
Well, one of them is actually slightly ambivalent. Can't wait, but do I need it?
Okay.
Wait is quite enthusiastic, actually. Yeah. But the do I need it bit casts a moment of doubt.
I can't wait to question my need for this.
Yes. And finally, Lord Otter, who we mentioned last week, has been publicising our good selves to his followers.
How many followers does he have?
Quite a few. He's a prolific.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay.
Tweeter. Yeah, yeah. He's been explaining it's a tech podcast, but very funny. Especially, this is a bit I don't get, especially Duncan Bell. So that's a bit odd. he does add parp. Here's the news.
Yeah.
In a slightly surreal manner. He was the one who thought you farted the news as it went out.
Yeah, he said what he meant was that it was like Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer used to have a programme where they had a couple of characters who were called the Petermains, who would solve day-to-day problems by really violent flatulence.
Yeah, good cultural reference. Excellent.
So I guess that was... Maybe they were called Le Corbusier and Papin.
Okay. There we are. Anyway, well, we've left him hanging on long enough. Luke, can you hear us?
Yeah, still here.
Good.
This is like a brilliant live satellite link-up.
Not dropped off. Okay. All right then, Luke, what is going down at IFA then?
Well, the main stories are expectedly 3D tablets and more super slim TVs.
Was that 3D Sony... comma tablets or 3D tablets?
Yeah.
Or both.
I'd like to say 3D tablets, but no, 3D, tablets and super slim TVs. Sony have actually launched a 1080p 3D projector for the home. I had a demo today of that. It's absolutely incredible. It does cost £6,000.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Because I think projectors are the way to go. Because there was like a much cheaper one, £600 one at the gadget show. And it was better than watching a 3D telly, I thought, because it felt like the cinema, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. It's just a bit... the bigger screen, the better, I think, with 3D is a conclusion I've come to so far.
Yeah, it's not like you go to see 3D films for the plot. Let's face it.
I don't know. They demoed Clad with Meeples, and that looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's like The Godfather, isn't it?
The one 3D film that is available.
There we go. Finally, Luke, an official Galaxy Tab from Samsung...
Yeah, we can talk about that, but you know what? I'm going to tell you some other bits and bobs that I saw as well before we do that.
Yeah, so shut it, Dan.
Yeah.
You tell me then.
So Tom,
you become very bossy since going to Germany, Luke. That's getting into the local culture.
I've become efficient overnight. Yes.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Tom, shut up. Tom has partnered with Sony to put sat-nav on its car hi-fi. It's pretty amazing, actually, seeing like the TomTom sat-nav on a huge 7-inch screen. It's a bit weird, but it's very good. And also, I think one of the best things I've seen so far is Gran Turismo 5 played in 3D. It's amazing. The best game I've played so far here. And so I'd be really excited now that Sony's announced that all the PS3s are going to be 3D'd up by Christmas.
Excellent.
But Samsung's Galaxy Tab, we kind of heard rumours that it would be launching, and they proved to be true when they showed it off yesterday. So, I mean, the first thing that hits you about it is it's really small. It fits into the jacket pocket quite easily. It's about the size of a paperback book, but it does feel really solidly built as well.
I mean, that's the biggest point of difference, isn't it, between that and the iPad? Yeah. Obviously the size.
Yes, and it is noticeably smaller, and it feel, it is lighter, but it does feel really solidly built. It doesn't seem kind of like cheap and nasty. Yeah. And the screen's really good, especially I looked at some high definition video on it, and the screen's actually really, really good. The whole interface is quick. It doesn't really have the sort of sheen that we as the iPad, but I do think it is a genuine alternative from what I've seen.
Does it not feel though a bit like you're being a bit shortchanged on the whole tablet revolution if your tablet's only 7 inches?
7 inches is plenty.
I suppose so.
It's nearing that big mobile phone genre.
Yeah, I mean,
just a bit more in the streak. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the iPad did pretty much nail it in terms of size.
Yeah, Luke,
9.7 inches. It's the 0.7.
Luke, having gone from, because you use the iPad quite a lot, don't you? What was the web surfing like going down to like a 7-inch screen? Was it massively different?
I noticed it. You do sense that loss of inch, and there was. The limited time I had a play of it, I thought it was really good. I think the proof with all sort of tablets and phones really are, you know, it's whether the killer apps will be available for it, and that will really determine its success.
Yeah. And it does display Flash web pages. Because it's
free. Flash, yes.
Yeah, so I mean...
So feature set wise, it's looking good, and from what I've seen so far, it's the one alternative to the iPad. Mm.
I mean, you'd say alternative. You can't make a call like better, worse. It's like it's another option.
It's another option. The iPad's better, but it's another option.
Mm. Oh, you can make a call.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are.
So if you want a smaller iPad, basically.
Yeah, if you want a smaller iPad
or a bigger Dell Streak,
and it's not Apple, then this Galaxy Tab is pretty good. Samsung are rolling out. They seem to be on a bit of a roll at the moment. They're chucking out so much, and this I think this is kind of what they wanted to be their sort of like crowning thing for 2010. The only other thing iPad rival I've seen is the Toshiba Folio 100. I don't know if you guys have caught the news of that today. That's 10.1 inch capacitive touchscreen. It's got 16 gig of storage, Wi-Fi, yada yada yada. That's running Android 2.2 and Flash as well.
Is
I haven't
slick?
Played that yet, but that looks quite good.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. Yeah, that's in terms of if you're looking for a direct comparison, I suppose that's the closest one to draw, isn't it? With the iPad. Yeah.
Except I get the impression the Galaxy is more Apple-esque in terms of its kind of slickness.
The whole design.
Who ever thought you'd say that about a Samsung product? No disrespect to Samsung, but who would ever think you'd even be able to mention them in the same breath? It's well done to those Korean fellas.
They've done well. I've been quite impressed with Samsung this year on the whole. So
it's been a good year. Work.
It's always great to patronise a multi-billion-dollar company.
They've done really well.
Yeah. Very brave.
Anything else there at IFA? Anything else there at IFA? Anything a little more random, perhaps?
Sticking with tellies, I've had a play with the 21.9 3D TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the original 21.9 cinema. I haven't got anywhere to put it, but this new one rocks. The 3D does really jump because you've got that extra screen space there, and the colours are really good. You need a big room for it. That was really impressive. A little scoop as well. Hmm. One of my many trusted sources told me that the first gen 21.9 TVs, a load of them have been snapped up by Richer Sounds, and you'll be able to buy them for £1,500, which is a bit cheaper than
somewhat of a discount.
That's in the realm of affordability. So, yeah,
exactly.
It's
so
funny.
I'd keep an eye on your local Richer Sounds for that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, that is good.
And I suppose
he's like the Arthur Daly of tech.
He is.
Sorry.
I thought it was pretty impressive is another world's thinnest TV, LG's new OLED. And you do hear the phrase like paper thin TV banded around a lot, but I'm not kidding. This thing is like, it's like looking at a piece of paper when it's on its side. It's 2.9 millimeters thin.
They are incredible, those, but they've always got a big thick base, haven't they, that it sits on? They always have to cheat,
otherwise it would blow away in the wind.
But it's an unbelievable feat of engineering.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And one last thing, Luke, with all those lovely toys to play with over at IFA, what is your gadget of the week?
My gadget of the week, I think this is kind of like, this could be a real revolutionary product for people in the home, is Sonos's new iPad app, and they're linking up with Spotify, which I had a play with this morning. The iPad app is absolutely gorgeous, and it's a kind of like showpiece thing for the iPad, where if you can imagine, just people, anyone that comes around and has a play with that and goes, you mean you've got all the music in the world on your iPad, and I can play it through my home cinema system, home speaker system. It's brilliant, and the whole
this
the way
could
that
be the thing that
great at it, it's fantastic.
Yeah, this could be the thing that makes me buy an iPad, I think, because I do love my
Sonos as well.
Yeah, but you've got a Sonos as well.
Superb. I'm fully Sonos'd up.
Only technology journalists own Sonos'es.
Because they're wonderful.
Well, they are.
And you get demoed them so many times that eventually you crumble. you have to install them in your entire house. But all right. Well, if Apple wants to send me an iPad, I can give that a test. Perhaps.
Keep trying, Dan. Keep trying.
We pay you enough, Dan.
buy your own damn iPad.
No, you don't. okay. Well, thank you, Luke. Enjoy Berlin. Don't go near the deep end in that curry verse. It gets pretty lethal, I hear. Luke Peters in Berlin there. God, that's amazing, okay. Isn't it? You know, he could be in the same room as Israeli.
He could be in the same room as us, speaking quite quietly through a sort of voice distorting box while we all sit around rustling tin foil.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
We're not off chairs either.
Cheers, Luke. Well, that was Luke Peters with the latest from IFA there. And you can follow all his updates at T3DOTCOM on Twitter. But that's just about all we have time for. So remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.